Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Southern Bounce movie enough coming out, right?
Joe Messina, your host. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and, you know, be part of the solution. Right? Make a difference. Be part of the solution. All right, you know what I like to do in the last segment? Always love to do kind of a rapid-fire bunch of stories. Take notes, ask questions, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You can always watch also, read the stories up on the website, big deal. All of that. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, you know, appreciate the time that you guys hang out, spend out with me. You know, it's always what I say to you is these judges, my God, I just don't know where they're coming from. I do. And some of them, when you find out who appointed them, what their, you know, record was like before that, you sit back and scratch your head and you go, okay, you either really hate the country, or you really didn't have much in the toboggan to begin with. You know, the Texas judge has declared unconstitutional law championed by Governor Greg Abbott. It limits the power of Democrat-led cities. This is really interesting because Newsom talks about how much more free California is, and I'll explain to you in a minute. So, Texas Governor Abbott, a Republican, he signed a bill into law in June that prohibited cities from passing certain local ordinances because they come under state purview. It was widely seen as an effort to curb the power of Democrat-led cities. No, not true, but a judge has ruled it's just unconstitutional. State District Judge Maya Guerrera announced a decision on Wednesday in response to a lawsuit in the city of Houston. Now, I'm thrilled that Houston, our legal department, and sister cities were able to obtain this victory for Texas. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, she put out a statement that HB 2127 was a power grab by the legislature, an unwanted, unconstitutional intrusion into local power granted in Houston and other home rules. Let me stop there for a second. In California, they are passing laws and trying to pass even more laws that would require local school boards, city council, whatever, but they're going after the school boards mostly. Where you can remove a school board member if he or she does not line up with state mandates, if he or she pushes back against state mandates. Come on, think about that. Taking away the will of the people, right? I got voted in by X amount of thousands of people, and they did that because they wanted me to fight for them in the way I always have. Now you've got the state stepping in and saying, well, wait a minute, we don't like the way he fights, so we're going to make it easy for you to remove him. So four other people on the school board, as most boards where I'm at are five. four of the people could remove you. Think of that. That's how easy that is. And they don't care. The state, they could care less. But that's their power grab. They've decided they're going to decide what books the school district can pull and which ones can't. If you decide to pull a book, you're going to set it up to them and let them understand why you're pulling it. Really that simple. Again, taking power away from the locals. Now, when you think about them being thrilled about this, you have to stop and think, what are they looking for? What do they want? Here in Texas, I mean, they're in Texas. I don't know if I disagree, but isn't the whole idea that the locals vote in the representation they want? Leave them alone. Allow them to decide what's good for the people based on the people asking them to come in and working with them and telling them. I reach out to constituents all the time. Now, the Office of the Attorney General has appealed Gamble's decision. And I don't blame them. Look, you can't just allow these things to happen when you really feel like you put up a good argument. So this one, I don't know which way it should go, but this is, gives you an idea of what's going on all across the country. And as I told you, what's going on here in California with the legislature here. Just craziness. Now, here's a story that should make your blood boil even a little bit. The DOJ is now telling Congress that FBI subpoenas can't be enforced. No, no, no. And that anything they ask them about Hunter Biden will not be responded to. So think about the issue that is. And somebody's going to have to get a law case on this pretty quick. First of all, Congress oversees the Department of Justice. It's the way it's always been. It's just amazing. They don't know the Department of Justice and those and the like. They don't. Maybe they understand. Maybe they don't understand. Maybe they got so much power, so much garbage on some of these guys, they can pull over almost anything. Anyway, the Department of Justice informed the House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday that it would not cooperate with subpoenas for two FBI agents involved in the Department's investigation of Hunter Biden. That simple. Carlo Urati, DOJ Assistant General, claimed in a letter obtained by the Washington Examiner, on a letter that was sent to Jim Jordan, that the subpoenas of the two agents lack legal effect. So they can come up with these obscure things, but President Trump, who has something solid to stand on, not so much. Good luck.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You get solution by getting informed, and then they can't push back. It really is that simple. Anyway, yeah, always appreciate your time with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, getting informed, pushing back, sending me emails. Always good to see and hear from some of you. All right. We're talking about the FBI. The DOJ has said that the FBI could basically ignore the subpoenas from Congress. And the funny thing about it is, Congress is the ones that oversees, they're called to, in the law, to oversee the IRS. Why is this a problem? Right? Isn't it like the fox watching the hen house? The subpoenas issued by the committee prohibit the tentative agency counsel at appearances by two FBI employees where the committee has indicated it will ask questions regarding information they learned within the scope of their official duties when it came to Hunter Biden. For real. So they can dig and look for things on everybody that has to do with Trump, touched Trump, shook his hand, or lived anywhere near him in the last 50 years. And yet Hunter Biden, who we have emails from, having him admit to what he's doing, and yet him, he's untouchable, right? The DOJ went on to note that compelling testimony from a pair of FBI officials, special agents Thomas Sobieginski and Raisha Hawley of the FBI's Baltimore field office, well, that's a little premature. Why? While House Rules ought to permit department counsel at depositions, the DOJ and the committee could to negotiate to have those two there in a voluntary way. Now negotiations seem plausible as one of them was differential to the committee's oversight. So here you have, hey, we want this powerful police force, and we realize that somebody's going to be able to watch over them. So we're going to let Congress watch over them, reel them in, do what they got to do to them. And that's okay. But you guys who have oversight, you might not be able to say anything to them. Am I the only one who thinks this is asinine? Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, remember I keep telling you, push back, push back, push back. Because you never know what's going to happen. You never know when you're going to win. Well, you got some victory. California School District was forced to pay a $100,000 fine for secretly transitioning a kid. That simple. As reported by the Gateway Pundit, a school district in California accused of pushing an 11-year-old girl into transgenderism is paying $100,000 to the mother who sued after having her daughter secretly socially transitioned. Now, this is why it's dangerous not to tell. I could spend 3 hours a night and be playing these detransition videos that you haven't seen yet that you really don't know much about. And when you start seeing them, you start seeing what's going on in them, and these girls just bawling their eyes out because nobody really told them the truth. You have to feel for them. No matter where you feel on the issue, you've got to feel for them. Now, the New York Post described the victory for Jessica Conan and her 11-year-old daughter. Her 11-year-old daughter. A landmark victory for parental rights. The mother found out the school had the girl used the boy's restroom, male pronouns, and more. Her daughter since decided to re-identify as a girl. Identify as their proper gender. And the California single mom vowed to keep fighting for parental rights after the settlement. She should make these people miserable. I'm serious. I'm not joking. What they're doing to these kids is so wrong, so bad. And they need to make them spend money. They need to do all of that. Right? Need to get them nervous because they have to give a deposition. All of it. The poor person who wrote the article, though, says, hopefully this will encourage more parents to speak up and fight back. I say not necessarily. Look, 14 years. I've been 14 years on the school board. 14 years I've been begging parents and others to show up. 14 years I've been telling people I'll help them and I tell them how we can do this and make it happen. 14 years. And I've seen little waves here and there. And I've actually had people come back to me after two or three meetings and say, hey, we're not getting anywhere, so I'm not interested. Like, are you serious? They've been doing this for decades. You come three times. Well, who are you? Who cares who you are? You're one person. You're probably one of those right-wing nut jobs who just doesn't like LGBTQ people. You see how easy it is to do that? No, what we want you to do is you show up on a regular basis. You stick with the point you want to stick with. You keep pumping away at what it is you want. You get informed about that. So if you get any questions or pushback, you can respond. you will make a difference. You know, again, just amazing. Just amazing. This truly is another example of unbelievable grooming, is it not? Yes, the school district can groom kids. These are not things that they should be talking to kids about, talking them through, especially if you're a pro. If you're pro this kind of thing, you're an easy mark on those kids. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So you have to get informed in these areas as best you can. No, really. And it's just all the way around to make it so much easier for people around you, people working with you, people who want to work with you. Right? Really? All right, I get it. So somebody just sent me a link to a YouTube, to a story on about YouTube demonetizing a video over a they demonetized a whole channel over video showing Democrats challenging election results. And you don't need the video. We've all seen it over the years. We've seen it happen over and over and over and over and over. And then they went ahead and they're going to pull the channel down. That's how they operate. You got one shot at it, and they're going to pull it down. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Ex-White House advisor Peter Navarro will not be able to claim executive privilege as a defense in his contempt of Congress trial.
Navarro is set to go on trial in the case next week for refusing to comply with a subpoena issued by the Congressional Committee that investigated the attack on the Capitol. A federal judge ruled Wednesday Navarro failed to prove former President Trump invoked executive privilege that prevented him from testifying before the committee. Jury selection in the case is scheduled to begin Tuesday. I'm Brian Shook.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office is announcing plans to conduct an independent investigation into the decision to keep U.S. Space Command headquarters in Colorado Springs. The Alabama delegation claims the decision was in retaliation to Senator Tommy Tuberville's continued hold on top military promotions. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Real show, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, just be there. Right? Just be there for us. It's really that simple. The, I love something. One of you guys sent me a link to YouTube demonetizing a channel over the videos of Democrats challenging the election results. Well, they're all over the place. I mean, this is one of those things where you can't miss it, and you sit there and you say to yourself, well, wait a minute, the Dems did this for years, and it seemed to be okay. It seemed to be like it was the okay thing to do, if you would. And now all of a sudden, because it's Trump, oh, it's terrible, it's nasty, it's the worst thing that ever happened to mankind. And that to me, you know, whatever. I can't complain about this till the cows come home. But they did. It hits close to home because they did it to us. To me and Tammy. I mean, one day this video was bad. The next day that video was bad. One more violation, you're done. What does that mean? What do you mean you're done? And they did. They pulled 2,800 of our videos overnight. That ain't cool. Right? I mean, again, the note was that, you know, if you violate the standards again, there'll be consequences. Well, consequences was, we'll pull down your monetized, you know, video. And then we'll pull down your monetized channel. It's like, holy, oh my God, that doesn't give us much to work with. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. But they're the keeper of the channel. They own the platform. And you guys knew this. Everybody knew this. This is nothing new. Everybody knew exactly what was going on. I'll play the video at a later time. Because it's 4 or 5 minutes long. But I want to play it. You guys have to hear it. So when people say to you, well, he did this and he did this. Yeah, but you people did that. You did it at this time, at this election cycle, and this is where the hearing was. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Truly get involved. Truly get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, as I always ask you to do, right? The James O'Keefe is that again. I don't want to do all his stuff because, man, it's so hard to keep up with him. But really, some of the stories he's been covering, some of the things he's been uncovering, the left is going to be going out of their minds. Newsom is at it again. He's up the ante in his clash with school boards. You know, he is so, he just sees himself to be king, ruler, and grand poobah all in one. So there's millions of California children. They've gone back to school now. They're hoping for a new academic year. They're reuniting with friends. They're not on their little smartphones. Many of the areas of state, however, they're doing. I mean, the tensions are rising over parental rights. Newsom doesn't seem to care. Doesn't seem to matter to him. I mean, seriously. In many areas of the state, though, they're doing so. The tensions are mounting about the school books and all kinds of other things you see out there. Oh, what they're calling culture wars, obviously. The war of words between Governor Newsom, state education officials, and others, and local school boards that were voted in by the locals. They love doing this whole thing. It's my ball, my bat, do it my way or else. Last Monday, 150 parents opposed some state LGBTQ-oriented sex-related public school curricula. And others, they just marched from City Hall to Los Angeles Unified School District. Not a far walk, but far enough. And there were two counter-protests going on at the same time. Another group of concerned parents and conservative school board officials held a rally at the state capitol in Sacramento. They were fighting against a host of bills they say are aimed at intimidating parents and crushing local, and they're right. The bills are right. They take the power away from the local school board to do things. State has to approve what you said. We already have, a county school board, if you would, that looks over school boards. Why do you need the state, too? Help me understand. In Temecula, that's an area just southwest of Riverside County. The school board adopted another policy. It drew deep opposition from the Newsom administration. It was a 3-2 vote. The board approved a policy that required the school district to quickly notify students or their parents if their children want to be identified by a gender other than what they were born with. Now, they say quickly, 3 days. Nobody's scrambling to do that. The policy mirrors one adopted earlier this month by nearby Murrieta Valley Unified School District. The policy of the board governing Chino Valley. They're starting to mount up. School district must inform parents within 72 hours if the child requested to participate. Now, Monday's move drew the fire from California Attorney General Rob Bonta. He's launching civil rights investigations. My God. I'm not so sure that guy's ever been a court a day in his life. That's number one. Civil rights violations? You mean because you want to save a child from cutting parts and pieces, from taking harmful chemicals for his or her body? How does that line up? Help me understand. The rise in school districts adopting policies to target LGBTQ students is of grave concern, said Bonta. My office closely monitoring the situation will not tolerate districts compromising the safety and the privacy of gender and gender nonconforming, which is great because now what they're saying is that kids have a right to keep things from their parents. Teachers are fine, kids not so much. Right? God bless. School board members and parents who back the measure, they're rejecting the argument that they target LGBTQ students. They contend that they're standing up for parents' rights, and they're right. It's exactly what they're doing. The parents have a right. Your parents have a right to know what's going on with you. The teacher has no right to want to keep anything from them. When it comes to sexualization or desexualization or whatever they're calling it, your parents have a big responsibility to know and know what to do. Anyway, now at that Tuesday meeting in Temecula, the school district meeting, the board president, he accused Newsom, Bonta, and State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tony Thurman, of illegally threatening and trying to intimidate them. Yeah, they put out these notices, these press releases, what have you, ahead of time on what they're going to do to these school districts. I say, make them do it. Force them to do it. We've seen PJI, Pacific Justice Institute. He's fought these things. He's talked about them. And he's talked about the wins they had at the state. Wins that they were told they'd never be able to have. Right? If the policy was illegal, it would have been shut down by now, the board attorney said. But they haven't done anything because they can't. They just want to troll our school district. They want to scare us. And he said, I'm tired of it. I love it. I think you should be pushing back. Right? You know, one of the things that they're pushing, one of the things they're upset about. One of the stories, one of the informational pieces, are very upset because it's a biography of a gay rights leader, Harvey Milk. He's a former San Francisco supervisor. He was a gay rights trailblazer. He was assassinated in 1978. Now, Komrosky highlighted Milk's well-documented relationship with a 16-year-old boy when he was in his 30s. Now, he and others, including myself, would label that somebody who was a pedophile. But they get up in arms because he's gay. So what? Being gay, straight, whatever you want to say you are, that doesn't admonish you from doing nasty things or falling into a certain category. Really, you don't need a college degree for this. You need a college degree to screw it up. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Talking about how Sacramento, you know, spends overtime, just overtime, working against parents and students. It's very easy to target. It's very easy to see. Not that hard to call out. Newsom, however, is him and Bonta. Bonta's the AG of California. Have decided to go after these school boards. More a threat than anything else, because I've read a lot. I've read it thoroughly. I've had to deal with it myself in my other job. And the bottom line with it is this. The way the law is written, there's a massive loophole in it. And you know what? And it's the right thing. Parents need to know what's going on with their kids. And if a teacher honestly really feels that a child will be physically abused in that home, if the parents find out about it, then he or she needs to call CPS. They need to call, for real, if they're really worried, and get Child Protective Services over there. That's what we'll know you're serious, because here's the deal. If the teachers do that, abuse that, they could end up being fined and going to jail over it. So put your money where your mouth is. You truly care about the kids? You think that's what it is? You're watching all these kids detransition? What are you doing? The governor and another top state official argued that rejecting the new curriculum will force the district to use textbooks published in 2006, which is not true. I know, because we had textbooks that were published after 2006. And they don't comply with a 2011 law requiring schools to teach students about the historical contributions of gay, bisexual, transgender Americans. Now think about that. You have to go out of your way to say, oh, by the way, so-and-so was gay. So-and-so was lesbian. So-and-so was bisexual. Why? Who cares? I mean, in all honesty, who cares? Right? Now, the feud escalator would use some Valley to send the textbooks to the district. Remember that? He was going to send the newer books to that district and then find them $1.5 million. First of all, again, dictator. He has no right to find them that. There's no law, there's no statute, there's nothing that allows that to happen. And yet they thought it was okay. They were willing to say it. And get behind it to a degree. And it didn't slow them down, because it wasn't hurting anybody. The board members knew it. The community wanted it more than not. You know, it's really funny how someone left will tell me about those people making, you know, oh, didn't you see the people there that were against it? Yeah. I saw the people who were for it. I saw the people that were against it. I don't know what kind of information they had or didn't have. Let's go to Dave out of San Francisco. He wants to talk about market forces. Okay, Dave.
Joe. I don't know if you paid attention to the Supreme Court the other day. They did a ruling on the Clean Water Act. And they basically, they claim to be conservatives, but I'm claiming that the Supreme Court are a bunch of dumb phonies because they're not living up to market forces. Now, the Clean Water Act was put together years ago when it was acknowledged that you didn't want to build, you don't want to build houses, you don't want to build structures down in the, you know, a floodplain, right? You know, I think there was a famous incident 20 years ago where a trailer park was put in basically an old riverbed that hadn't run river or hadn't run water in the riverbed for 20 years. So they put some trailers down in there, and bam, they had one of their worst storms, and all of those trailers washed out to sea, and a whole bunch of people died. Now, the Supreme Court yesterday, came up with a ruling saying that, oh, it's too unfair, that we need to allow development on floodplains. Now, what kind of a conservative says that?
We got to blame the conservatives. Okay.
Well, they're fine.
I mean,
conservatives.
These arguments are just so old and go on for so long. And you know, the fun thing about it was, that is not the only thing I was talking about, number one. Number two, there are laws against building in riverbeds. We have a riverbed here, and not more than 4 or 5 years ago, the developer, well-known developer, was not allowed to build or expand into those areas. So it's not a when you make a blanket statement, they said, okay, it's free for all time. It really is not free for all time. There's still...
How many million acres? How many million
acres? I'm sorry?
Acres?
How many million acres for what?
Acres.
Do you know?
But
this is where you guys always do this. You can have a riverbed, okay? Especially in California. How many rivers do we have in California that actually have no water in them? All right, you can
because
have a riverbed that's
solar.
A foot and a half wide, and because water runs through it twice a year, it's now a riverbed. So clarify.
Was it an ancient riverbed? Was it an ancient riverbed? And then you ever seen the movie Chinatown?
Oh.
An old Jack Nicholson movie
Not interested in seeing it. I'm actually interested in real life and watching
water. It's about
watching what's going
water.
On, where they actually will stop a project because the riverbed is a foot and a half wide and water runs through it maybe twice a year.
So are you a fake conservative?
I'm sorry?
Are you one of these fake conservatives that say
it's okay to pollute in the water right now? I am a fake conservative.
So market forces.
So can I get a shirt that says FC on it?
What people downstream are going to have to be subject to? So if
I guess a foot and a half. Let me see. A foot and a half. A stream a foot and a half wide that probably goes for about a half a mile or so. I don't know. What do you think will happen downstream?
So now the people downstream are going to be able to drink pollution. Now,
really?
What do you think that's
going to
do to property value?
Stream? Really?
How many million acres does this ruling involve?
All right. It says I'm going to let you go so you can converse for yourself because you're already doing it anyway.
9 million.
So, he reminds me of my oldest daughter sometimes. Where you're talking with them or trying to talk to them, and they don't hear a word you say. This is what they do all the time in the left. They try to say things like, oh, look, you know, fake conservative, and it's because you want to pollute riverbeds. Yeah, we want to pollute water. We hate kids. We want to pollute the air. That's why Joe Biden and team is over cleaning up the waterways, right, over in Palestine. That's why they're over there. Oh, I'm sorry. No, actually, they're not. You talk about fake, forget the conservative part, right? These fake eco-freaks. Because that's exactly what they're fake. You know, he probably loves electric cars. Loves the whole thing with the green energy. We'll never talk about the kids that are having to and the damage that's being done in mining the lithium for those batteries. What it takes to get rid of those batteries. The actual pollution that it takes to create and make those batteries. You'll never hear that out of their mouths. They're never willing to have that kind of conversation. And that's why it's very hard to take them seriously at all. It's like when I have these transition / detransitioning conversations with some of the people on the left. They always say that the detransitioning videos are fake. They're not real. You're not following the science. And yet these poor girls have been through so much. They get the testosterone shots. They can't get out of bed in the morning. They're going through it. And that's the majority of them. Right? So talk wholly about the issue, and I'll have the conversation. When you can't even pause, you can't even take a breath, and you can't even respond in reality or in truth to what's going on or what part of the conversation, then you're gone. It's that simple for me. Ain't that hard? All right, I don't know if you guys heard today, and look, I'm not making fun of the guy, but we got a problem here. You'll never hear the left say this. Mitch McConnell froze up again. Almost like he got lockjaw, lock brain, lock something. He looked around. This is the part that you don't hear people talking about. He was looking around as if to say, how did I get here? What am I doing here? And who are those people? He did it again. It's the second time he done it. He froze up. His staff was hoping to God, by allowing it to stretch out a little bit, they said to me, Senator, did you understand the question? Oh, he understood the question. He couldn't get it off his lips. He looked petrified. He couldn't move. The second time in about a month, while he was speaking to reporters, holding a press conference, he zoned out. Became unresponsive. Looked like he had left his body for a little bit. There is no way this guy not only should run, and maybe not even, with the exception that I heard that his governor would not follow the law and would appoint a Democrat senator. I don't know. A aide approaching McConnell asked if he had heard the question. McConnell still looked petrified. She said, well, we're going to need a few minutes to recoup here, guys. No, we knew what was going on. We saw what was going on. The man is in bad shape. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with me tomorrow. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show on the GCN Network.